Blog Talk Radio.
Should I say good evening? A little different because I'm doing a program in the evening time this time. But I want to welcome you to the Christian Writers World. I'm your host, fellow author, and pastor, Jana Marie Fear. I am so pleased that today I'm able to have a good friend of mine and a wonderful author, Lula Hollins. She's going to be talking about her book. So I just want to introduce you to Lula. So we're going to go to her right now.
Hello.
Hello, Lula. How are you?
Fine, and how are you today?
Oh, I'm doing just fine. I was just telling my audience that I'm so pleased to have you on and that you're a good friend of mine and that you're going to tell us all about your book. So first, maybe you could tell us just a little bit about yourself, Lula Hollins.
Sure, Jan. As you know, we've been friends for such a long time, and first, I'm really honored to be on your show and honored to even know you. I live in Joliet. I've been here all my life. Up until the first 7 years, which was already written in my book, why I left, I came back, and I'm a simple person. I just like to live life simple and carefully. Just living the life that God has called me to live. And as I got older, I realized, well, how important it is to just, live in God's purpose, and that's what I'm trying to do. And this writing just gave me, an outlet to do that, and I'm just enjoying life. I'm just a simple person. I'm a mom. I'm a grandmom, and I'm just enjoying life right now.
Well, praise God, Lula. That's wonderful. Now, first, I want to ask you, how did you get interested in writing nonfiction books? I know this is your first one. But maybe you can tell us how you got interested in writing this book. Was it just over a short period of time you thought about it, or was it over a long duration of time that you were compiling and thinking about doing this book?
Yeah, I actually, it surprised myself because I didn't even think I would be writing, but I've always been interested in nonfiction, I guess because it's real and it's down to earth, and it's always something that I could relate to, so it seems that every time I read a nonfiction book, I can always take away something from it to help me. And so I've always liked to feel down to earth, something real that I can relate to.
Okay, now this is your first book. Are you currently working on a second one?
Yes, I am. I just started working on another one. Hopefully it will be out next year. It's called The Root of All Evil. Now this next one will be a book.
Okay.
I'm not really just starting it, so I want it to be realistic, but actually it's going to be fiction.
Okay. Could you give us a little hint of what the storyline is? I love the title, The Root of All Evil.
Yeah, it's always, every book I want to write, I always try to take it like a scripture from the Bible, and I just took part of it, which we know is love of money is the root of all evil. But I just have a root of all evil, and it's about two sisters, and I guess one, of course, is greedy. She has a lot of greed all the time, and she's found out later in her years that she was adopted, and she was so upset with that, but she really turned on her other sister.
I'm going to stop you there because it sounds very interesting, and I don't want to, give the whole storyline away to their audience already, but that'll just make them want to read it a little bit more, but it sounds really good, Lula. Okay,
right.
Now, was writing this book difficult for you? Because, you know, in this story, God Gave Me a Rainbow, you're talking about your life. Was it difficult to, you know, look inside yourself and put what your feelings were onto paper?
Very, very. I always say I wrote it with blood, sweat, and tears. I mean, because I was there, and every page I wrote, I relived it. And like there were some terrible things that happened, and I relived those. And many times I had to stop and, you know, get my composure and start again. So it was hard because I relived every page that I wrote.
Well, you know, Lula, I have read your book. And I'm, you know, writing myself. I'm always dipping dab in different places, doing different things, but I'm almost to the end of it. And it's a great book. Now, you never had any formal writing training at all, did you?
No, I didn't. And that's why it surprised me. But I know when God said to do it, I was afraid for a few years. And then I was saying, well, Lord, if you told me this, then, Lord, you have to help me do this. And praise God, he did. He showed me how to write, what to write, and, you know, and you were part of it because he blessed me to meet you and help me to write it. So he put me in places with people and people in my life to help me, you know. And so it was all God, and I give him all the glory. It was a blessing. It really was.
Well, it's a really wonderful book, and I want to say that title again so people can, you know, know, you know, the name of it. It's called God Gave Me a Rainbow. Now, how did you get that title? You know, because when I read it, you know, I thought, boy, that's a really great title. You know, even before I read the book, I thought it was an exceptional title. So how did you come up with that title?
Yeah. And God gave me the title. I was sitting in church one day, and that's like I said, I held on to the thought for a few years, and then I decided to go ahead and do it. I said, well, Lord, you have to do it for me. So first thing I asked him, I said, Lord, what do I name the book? And I was sitting in church. As a matter of fact, we had a meeting on a Saturday morning, I'll never forget. And out of nowhere, God gave me the rainbow. And I hurried up, and I grabbed my purse, and I wrote it down real quick. And even when I tried to change the title, I couldn't. It just kept coming back. So I said, well, evidently, that's what God wants me to title it, to, you know, put the title as God Gave Me a Rainbow. So I stuck with it.
Now, with that title, what did that title mean to you? You know, from writing your whole book, you know, usually stories have, you know, a certain theme that goes through it. How did that title, God Gave Me a Rainbow, weave into your story, you know, all the way up through till the end?
Yeah, because like I said, at first I felt my life, I cried a lot. I cried all the time. And I felt like my life was ending because of the tragedy that happened. And I started trying to kind of really discover myself. And I was going through so much. And, you know, sometimes it was like, I was never going to get out of this. I felt like going into depression, and I think I was never going to get out of it. And when God started showing himself up just constantly, from step to step, he would show himself strong until, you know, one day I looked back and I said, oh, my God, I didn't think I could ever stop crying. But God let me know that through the crying and through all of it, he's going to send that rainbow, and it will be a brighter day.
Amen. That's very true, because after storms, that's when the rainbow comes. After you go through a lot of trials and tribulations, then the good things start happening. And so that is wonderful. Now, when you wrote your book, what audience, you know, were you trying to reach? Were you, you know, was there a certain message that you wanted to give to teens or older adults or just to the world in general?
You know, I thought of women, middle-aged women, but then I guess there's people of all ages. I believe that I believe to really kind of get something from it. But I thought of women because a lot of women going through the things that I went through, and a lot of them come to me and they could relate to it. So it was just to say that with God, all things are possible. And that's the only thing I can say is because the things I went through, I can only give God the credit for it, because I couldn't do it myself. Even writing the book, I couldn't do it. But he brought me through a lot, and he told me he would heal me as I wrote it. And actually, he was doing a healing inside. So it's just that, you know, just let go, and there's nothing too hard for God. And that's the message I was really trying to get through, because I tell you, I thought that this was, I almost felt like it was too hard for God. For a minute, it was so hard. But when he showed me that he's strong, and he'll show himself strong if we just believe and trust him.
Well, Lula, I tell you, your book is really good, and I encourage the people to read it. God Gave Me a Rainbow. For no formal writing training, you wrote an excellent book, and it just sounds like, you know, like a professional you know, person who wrote it. I mean, I give you credit. I went to writing school for, you know, for 2 years, you know, and I got to the point I thought, okay, enough of this. I want to write what I want to write. And I had to learn all these fundamentals and things. I mean, which is, you know, there's nothing wrong with that, you know, because I learned a lot. But God can do, you know, things that we would never think. You never thought you could write a book, and God had you write a book, and you can look back and give God the credit and the glory and the honor for it. And it's a beautiful book. Okay, now where can people find your book?
And it's from, it's on, I think it's America Star has it. I think it's, I know Amazon, and is it America Star? Is it published?
America Star
Books.
AmericaStarBooks.com. Yeah, AmericaStarBooks.com. And Amazon.com under your name, Lula Hollins, right? And the title, God Gave Me a Rainbow. Okay, now do you have a website that, you know, that people can go and you know, find out more about you and about your books?
Yes, it is LulaHollins.com.
Okay, LulaHollins.com. Lula Hollins, there's no like at AOL or at Gmail or just LulaHollins.com.
You know what? I'm thinking my daughter put it up for me, and I'm not really sure what it is. I think I want to say LulaHollins.com.
Okay, well, what I'll do is I'll just, you know, reinforce that LulaHollins.com, but then if I find out, you know, that you have a, you know, a different one, I can make sure that I put it on my website, because you're on Facebook and I'm on Facebook, so I can always list it there so that people can see it. Okay, and do you have any, you know, any words of encouragement, like for writers that are, you know, thinking of, you know, maybe have sat back and had things happen in their life and they've been wanting to put it down on paper, but it's very hard. Do you have any words of encouragement that would help them go forward in their writing career?
Yeah, I have everybody that comes to me and they, you know, mention my book, and I always say that I believe everybody has a book inside. And the thing is that, you know, we talk about it, but my thing, I journal. I was journaling for days, actually for years, and I just put it all together. And everybody says they're kind of scared that they thought about it, but I just think just do it, you know, just sit down and do it. And even you had helped me with that, where you were saying, you know, sometimes you have to take time out every day and write just a little bit of something, a little bit of something. Because it seems overwhelming at first.
Because you don't always feel like writing.
Do it.
Feel like writing, you know. I mean, I'm sure you know that too. A lot of times you say to yourself, you know, I should be writing on this or writing on that, and then you say, oh, well, I'll do it later. But, you know, that's very true.
Exactly.
Even if you just write a half a sentence or a line, that's writing.
Right.
And keeping a journal is very important. I noticed you said you kept a journal.
Yeah, and that's what started, because I wasn't thinking about writing. I kept journaling because it helped me, because I was going through so much, and I would write things down, and then God would do something that I'd write and look back to where I was and where he brought me, and it helped me, you know. And I know I put a little title on there with my notes to God, you know, and different things, and that helped me, and my book was based on my journal. So
would you suggest that, you know, that if a person wants to get into writing about their life, that it's good to keep a journal, or just keep a journal in general just for writing?
I think so, just to keep one in general, because it helped me a lot and brings up things you really forgot about, you know, and it helped me a whole lot,
Now, I know that you said, you know, that you're a mom and a grandma, so you have, you've raised, you know, quite a few children, because I know I met some of them at school and didn't know they were yours until I found out later.
Right.
So how many children do you
have?
Know
you, Yeah, I have four children. I have two boys, two girls. My oldest daughter, she's the pastor's wife. My son, he's married. He's a girl. My other daughter, she has a daycare. She owns a daycare, which I kind of help her now. My youngest, she's just graduated from college at Southern. And then I have, I have three grandchildren. And then I had three more that came. I'm kind of... Yeah, so I've got six all together now, so kind of keep us busy.
Now, do any of them have the desire to write like you have?
It's funny, my one granddaughter, ever since I was writing, she's been starting up a book. She's 13, and she's saying, Grandma, how does this sound? And she'll write a page, and she'll write another, and I tell her, just keep on going. And so I hope she finishes it, and I was going to surprise her. Maybe on her birthday, I'll go and get it bound for her and give it to her. But he's the only one that really thinks she's going to write a book, so I hope she does.
Obviously, she's gotten that from you, which is, you know, it's kind of like passes down. Sometimes it skips generations, but usually somebody in there, you know, has the writing ability. I remember when I was young, I started at like 8 years old when I listened to my grandmother tell stories by her knee, and I thought, boy, I wish I could put those stories in the books, you know. I started thinking about it. But you know, God is good. God is good, and he leads us in all different directions. Yes. Well, is there anything else, Lula, that you would like to say to the world about your book or about anything in the area of just writing in general?
No, I just want to say it's a wonderful thing, and it's nothing impossible when you write. I think when you write words, it comes to life. And I just leave everybody, even if you don't write a book, just keep a journal, but just write, because I think it just brings so much to life. And it just adds more. It just added more to my life. And like I said, the Lord told me that I would be healed through writing, and I really was. A lot of the things I went through, I don't feel that anymore after I wrote. So I think it's a healing, you know. So
you released your emotions into the written word, and that helped you quite a bit to overcome things, because you could, you know, just let go of it, and you could just write in your journal and tell exactly how you felt. And that's a healing right there. That's a healing
right there.
Yes, it is. Yes. Oh, Lula, like I said, I want to tell the people to please go and pick up the book, God Gave Me a Rainbow. You'll enjoy it so much. I mean, you know, my husband and I sat, we were at the author thing, remember the author fair at Black Road Library here in Joliet?
Yeah, right.
And we were sitting there, and we bought your book, and you bought my book. And here we are sitting here reading your book, and my husband said, Lula wrote this. He said, this is good. And he was really enjoying it. So, you know, and I are both almost to the end of it, and it's just an excellent book, but it also speaks of how God can heal, because he brought you through a lot. You went through a lot, and he brought you through it, and you were able to release that hurt and that pain into a book, and which will not only help you, but hopefully will help someone else that's going through the same thing.
Exactly. And that's what I'm praying for. You know, the people that I have talked to, and a lot of them come to me saying they did relate to it. And, you know, I want them to feel, you know, some are sad and some are happy. And I'm like, well, it brought out some emotions, so I'm glad it helped, and that's what I wanted to do. Yeah.
Well, your book is really going to have an impact, I believe, on you know, the world. As however far, you know, because we trust God to multiply it and send it where it needs to go. But it's a good book, and it's not a real long book, but there's a lot packed inside, a lot of emotion and feeling, you know, the hurt and pain, you know, that I could even relate to, you know, from my sisters that have gone through things, and I could relate, and I could understand it. And I thought, that's what people want. Right. They want to read something. I mean, you know, the fantasies and all this, you know, different kind of books, romance, I write romance. I mean, that stuff is nice, you know, but we're always writing to the glory of God. And when you write a book that shows what God can do, what God can bring you through, then that speaks so much, you know. And then to put scripture and stuff in it, that lets people know, you know, you can go look this up, it's right here, and I've said what it says, but now you go pick it up and read it, and you see what it says, and God will speak to you. So Lula, I'm so happy that we were able to have you on today. Before we conclude, is there anything that you'd like to say? Just feel free from your heart to say what you would like to say.
First of all, I really like to thank you so much for this opportunity, because you were a great inspiration to me. I met a few authors, because when I started, you know, telling people I was interested in writing, I always meet somebody that, you know, but, you know, I thank God for you, because God placed you in my life, and you were, the authors were good. They were great, but you were, I mean, you pushed me, and I mean, sometimes I didn't even feel like doing it, but you were saying, oh, go ahead, and you would be on your second one, and I'm thinking, oh, gosh, she's really going, and you just encouraged me a lot, and I'm thankful for that, because even with my kids, I tell them, even at school.
You know, I think that's what we should do, Lula, as writers. We should be mentors to other people that are trying to write, that are new and are beginning, because you need that push. You need to know that somebody believes in you. Because, you know, yeah. my writing teacher told me one day in school, in my class, she said, if you don't believe in you, nobody else will believe in you. Mm-hmm. If you don't like what you write, nobody else will like what you write. And so that always stuck with me. But she always said, you know, help somebody else, you know, pass it on, you know, be a mentor. And so somewhere along the line, you know, like you said, your granddaughter's coming up, you know, she likes writing, so you're a mentor to her. You know, because she's looked at what you've gone through, and she's looked how you put it in a book, and she's looked at how the book is all put together. And in her mind, she's thinking, one day I'm going to do that. And that's what, so you are a mentor to her. And I'm glad that I could help you in any way. You know, I'm always happy to help. I'm always wanting to help, you know, authors, let the world know about their work, because there's so many great authors out here. Not all of them are like the famous ones that we see, you know, books in the bookstore, but they're just as great because they're inspired of God, and they're, you know, telling their stories, whether they're fiction or nonfiction, but they're writing to the glory of God with the talent that he's given them. Well, I'm so glad to have you on, Lula. And so we're going to conclude with this. Just thank you for coming by. And like I want to say your book title again, God Gave Me a Rainbow by Lula, L-U-L-A, Hollins, H-O-L-L-I-N-S. Please stop by and pick up her book. And if you get a chance, stop by Facebook. And what's your Facebook address, Lula?
Now that I'm not familiar, I want to say it's Lula Hollins. 3@facebook.com. I'm not sure.
Okay, well, if not, they can always, you know, just send it to email at thewritersworld@aol.com, and any messages about the program or anything, if they send it to me, thewritersworld@aol.com, I will forward any messages that, you know, any questions that they have. So thank you very much, Lula, for being on, and I wish you a wonderful future in writing and a wonderful evening. Bye-bye now.
Oh, thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, we have been very blessed to have Lula on today, and I do hope your people will pick up her book. My aim with this program, The Christian Writer's World, is to help unknown authors become known, especially unknown Christian authors. We have a whole world of secular authors, you know, and then they're writing, you know, from their heart and their emotions and, you know, the way that they want to write. But we as Christian writers, we are writing because God has inspired us, and we're writing to his glory to give praise and honor to him. So I do hope you will stop by and pick up her book, God Gave Me a Rainbow. It's a really great book. I'm almost done, and I just really love it. And, you know, so I push it wherever I can. And I hope that, you know, she'll get some messages at The Writer's World that will tell AOL.com that will, you know, that I can forward to her and let her know that you enjoyed her talking. She's a lovely lady, a lovely, classy lady, and I've known her for a long time, like I said. And she's just as sweet as can be. And, you know, she just tries to help people all the time. And she has a beautiful daughter, which is, you know, and a son-in-law, and they have a church, and God is just blessing them. So this is just the beginning for Lula, and we wish her all the best. Well, that is going to be the end of our program right now. And so, as I always say when I get ready to conclude my program, remember, as a Christian writer, whatever you write, write to the glory of God. Bye-bye now.